This is a Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large. A new manufacturing facility will create hundreds of jobs in the Arkansas River Valley. High Troll Conveyor Company formally announced yesterday it is investing $20 million to open an advanced manufacturing operation in Fort Smith, which will create 250 new jobs within 5 years. Governor Asa Hutchinson said he's pleased economic development is continuing across the state, even during a global health crisis.
A lot of things going on in my life and in our country's life, but it was important for me to be here today to show that economic development continues to happen even during a pandemic. And we haven't stopped. We continue to grow.
Founded in 1947 in Wisconsin, High Troll designs and manufactures material handling systems. The company relocated to Jonesboro in 1962 with more than 24 employees. Today, High Troll has more than 700,000 square feet of production space and 48,000 square feet of research and development space in two facilities in Northeast Arkansas that employ more than 1,200 Arkansans. High Troll President David Peacock says his company is the largest manufacturer of conveyor equipment in the United States and that they've experienced strong growth over the last several years. Prior to 2020, Peacock said they knew the time was rapidly approaching when they would need to expand their production capacity.
But the events of 2020 confirmed our need to act. As you may know, that Jonesboro was struck with a tornado back in March. That tornado missed our facility, our one and only facility, by less than a mile. That got all of our attention, obviously. The continuing pandemic increased the demand for our product. That product being, it forms the backbone of the delivery of critical products throughout the world and in the United States, not to mention all those packages that we all get on our doorstep these days.
Officials said they will continue operations in Jonesboro, and yesterday's announcement simply marked an expansion into the Arkansas River Valley. After evaluating multiple locations in 13 states, High Troll selected an existing 300,000-square-foot facility in Fort Smith as the site for its new operation. High Troll has signed a long-term lease with the owner of Spartan Logistics for the facility, which is located at 6500 Jenny Lynn Road. According to a press release, community support, the local workforce, and the availability of a building that suits its needs are among the reasons for selecting Fort Smith as the site of its new facility. Philip Poston, director of the Fort Smith site operations and grandson of High Troll founder Tom Loberg, said they'll begin hiring new employees soon.
In addition to the initial hiring event, we will continue hiring with several waves throughout the rest of this year. These details will be shared on our company's website on the careers page, as well as our social media channels, primarily Facebook and LinkedIn. We'll also be promoting locally through an array of media outlets, and we've made a simple email address for any inquiries about what we're doing here. That email address is fortsmith@hightroll.com. So with that said, let's get to work.
Governor Asa Hutchinson said additional economic development announcements can be expected in the coming days. For example, the Arkansas Economic Development Commission announced Governor Asa Hutchinson and Commerce Secretary Mike Preston attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning to mark the opening of a new Carvana Inspection and Distribution Center in West Memphis. AEDC officials announced the center was coming to West Memphis in September 2019.